请我们读马太福音十六章。
Now let's turn to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 12.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
十五节到二十节。
15 through 24.
我们一起来读。
Together.
是谁？
And he said to them, But who do you say?
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说：西门巴约纳，你是有福的，因为这不是所学气的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。我要把天国的钥匙给你，把你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；把你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。二十七节到二十八节。
28. For the Son of Man is going to
the glory of his Father, and when the Son of Man is going to
the glory of his Father, he will find his own
way,
and
he
will not taste death. And if the Son of Man is coming in the kingdom, he will see the Son of Man coming in the kingdom.
The Son of Man is说主耶稣是神的儿子。
And the earlier part, the Lord Jesus speak of himself as the Son of God.
二十七节、二十八节，主耶稣称自己为人子。
And verses 27, 28, the Lord call himself as the Son of Man.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
十九节到三十一节。
19 through 31.
有一个财主，穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐；又有一个讨饭的，名叫拉撒路，浑身盛疮，被人放在财主门口，叫得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且走来舔他的疮。后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去，放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。财主也死了，并且埋葬了。他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里，就含着说：“我主亚伯拉罕呐，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖沾点水。”因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。亚伯拉罕说：“你在回想你生前享过苦，拉撒路也受过苦，如今。”
Now he's being comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great chasm fixed, so that those who wish to come over from here, you will not be able, and that none may cross over from this line. And he said, then I beg you, that you send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, I know that if you want them,
他可以对他们说见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。亚伯拉罕说，他们有摩西和先知的话，可以。他说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的，他们那里去的。他说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是一个复活的，他们也是不听劝。我们有路加福音，特别说到主的救恩。
And we know from the book of Luke, we learn of the salvation of the Lord.
这个救恩是浩大的救恩。
And such a great salvation it is.
路加福音说到救恩，也说到救恩的见证。
And Luke speaks of salvation and its testimony.
我们知道主就是救恩。
And we know that the Lord himself is our salvation.
而所有救恩的见证。
And all its testimony
也是环绕着主而产生的。
It's happened when we're around the Lord Jesus.
救恩的见证就是受到主和我们的关系。
And this salvation speaks of our relationship with the Lord.
路加福音说了七个救恩的见证。
And Luke speaks of seven testimonies of this salvation.
今天我们讲第五个财主与拉撒路。
And today we shall speak on the fifth one, the rich man and Lazarus.
救恩就是神的儿子。
And the salvation is the Son of God.
所以我们还是要先来认识神的儿子。
And therefore we shall look into what is the Son of God.
四福音里面称呼到主最大的两个称呼。
And in the four gospel books, the Lord is mentioned, two names stand out.
一个是神的儿子。
And one is the Son of God.
还有一个是人子。
And the other is the Son of Man.
主一直带领人来认识他是神的儿子。
And the Lord likes to lead people to understand that he is the Son of God.
而主称呼他自己的时候一直称呼他是人子。
Yet he referred to himself as the Son of Man.
这有很大的讲究。
And that is a great significance behind.
神的儿子规模与圣经里讲到多少鬼魔的事。
And the Bible speaks of many times about the demons.
魔鬼一直称主耶稣生的儿子。
And even the devil called Jesus Christ the Son of God.
从来不叫主是人子。
He never called the Lord Jesus Son of Man.
主在鬼魔面前一直说他自己是人子。
And the Lord referred to himself as the Son of Man before the devil as well.
道成肉身就是来败坏鬼魔的。
For the word became flesh to come to destroy the devil.
鬼魔一说人子，
and when the devil talks about the Son of Man,
他的地位就没有了，
then immediately his position will be lost.
鬼必须要从那里出去了，
and because the demon shall be far away from that.
所以鬼魔从来不称主耶稣是人子，
and therefore the devil never called Jesus Christ the Son of Man.
马太福音第四章，
and Matthew chapter 4,
那是天国的君王跟黑暗的君王的是交面对面的交战。
And we know that was the battle between the kings of the two domains.
那是第一次的交战。
And the first battle between the heaven and earth.
第二次要到哥哥他山上了。
And we know the second times will happen upon the Golgotha.
那是天国的君王跟黑暗的君王生死的决战。
And that is the battle to death between the two kings of heaven and hell.
而第一次的征战，
and the first battle,
鬼魔就一直要把主耶稣从人子地位放到神儿子地位上去。
And the devil tries to tempt Jesus Christ to admit into the position of the Son of God.
一直要试探主。
And that is his temptation for him.
一直要激动主。
And to provoke him,
让主站到神儿子地位去。
In order to push Jesus back into the position of the Son of God.
主一直回答说人子。
But then the Lord stood fast in the position of Son of Man.
第一次撒旦说你若是神的儿子。
And the first time Satan said if you are the Son of God.
可以叫这件食物石头变作食物。
And you can change his stones into bread.
撒旦说这句话的时候。
And when Satan said these,
这是主耶稣禁食了四十天。
And that is the time after Jesus Christ has fasted for 40 days.
神的儿女有禁食几天的经历。
And if some children of God had some experience in fasting.
但是我遇见过几个弟兄姊妹们真是禁食四十天了。
But then I actually know some had fasted for 40 days.
禁食四十天的大的饥饿来了。
And after 40 days of fasting, great famine.
这些弟兄们告诉我，他们是什么东西找到都吃。
And that is, they testified that whatever you looked at is delicious.
这样的禁食不尊贵。
And we know such fasting is not very noble.
主耶稣禁食四十天。
But after the Lord fasted for 40 days.
这里记了三个字很伟大。救饿了。
And then the three great words appear in the Bible. He said he is hungry.
没有站在神儿子地位上。
He did not stood in the position of Son of God.
神的儿子没有饿的问题。
And the Son of God does not need to suffer hunger.
主耶稣在那个人的地位上。
And the Lord Jesus stood in the position as a man.
主耶稣跟仇敌征战。
And when he battled against the Satan.
他不能动用一点神儿子的力量。
He could not use any strength from the position of the Son of God.
他若动用一点神儿子的力量，
if he appears as God's son,
主已经失败了，
then he failed before Satan.
他就是把仇敌打败。
And even if he could defeat the enemy,
仇敌败得绝对不服气的。
But then Satan would not submit to such power.
道成了肉身。
But then when the word became flesh,
主耶稣完全在这个人的地位上。
And Jesus stood completely in the position as a man.
用软弱的虚肉之身。
And he would fight against Satan with a frail physical body.
来忍受仇敌的一切的凶恶的攻击。
And to withstand all the fierce attack of Satan.
一切仇敌的折磨和折磨
and all the tortures by the enemy,
而胜过仇敌
but yet he still overcome.
这个叫做完全得胜
and that is called complete victory.
叫仇敌败得无话可说
and so this enemy could not answer a word back.
所以那一次主耶稣禁食四十天
so on that day after 40 days of fasting,
就饿了。
The Bible said the Lord is hungry.
仇敌在这一个机会进来。
And at such a time, Satan appeared to tempt Jesus.
你若是神的儿子。
And then he challenged the Lord, if you are the Son of God,
你可以叫这些石头变作食物。
You can't even turn these stones into bread.
把这些石头变作食物对主来说太简单的事了。
It is a simple task for the Son of God to do.
主叫五饼二鱼给上万人吃饱啊。
And we know the Lord has the ability to feed thousands upon thousands of people.
那一天主不能做这件事
on that day for himself he could not do such a thing
他只要做这件事他就失败了
and if he used any miracles that he had then he failed
他在仇敌面前不能站在神儿子地位上
and he could no longer stood fast in such position as the son of man
站在人的地位上
and as the person
主又回答他说人活着
and Jesus answered to him and said a man shall live
不是单靠食物
not by bread alone
乃是靠神口中所出的一切话
but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God
那天主完全胜过了仇敌
that day the Lord was completely victorious in that thing
主耶稣给仇敌征战
andThe Lord Jesus continued to fight against the enemy.
一直站在一个人的地位上。
He kept on standing fast.
而马太福音第十六章。
And Matthew chapter 16.
那是马太福音最高的一章圣经。
And we know it is the climax of the book of Matthew.
在撒加利亚该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
And in Caesarea Philippi in such a region.
主耶稣问了个问题。
And the Lord Jesus asked the question
你们说我人子是谁
And he asked, who do you say that I am?
那是主问了个最大的问题
And that is such a profound question
我人子是谁
Who is me, the Son of Man?
这不仅是个问题是个挑战
That is not only a question but a challenge to the whole humanity
不仅对门徒们一个大的挑战
Not only a challenge to his disciples
是对全人类一个大的挑战
But to the whole human race
认识我人子是谁
Do you know who this Son of Man is in front of you?
要决定人的永生永死的问题
That question shall determine people's eternal life or death
全人类都要面对这个问题
For every humankind shall stand before the Lord to answer this question
今生不面对到了将来还要面对
If we do not need to answer it today, we will answer it someday in the future
都要面对我人子是谁
We shall all stand before the Lord and answer to him, who is this Son of Man?
这问题不仅对全人类的挑战
Not only the challenge to the whole human race,
也是对我们全教会的挑战
But it is still a challenge to our church today.
我们一生一世面对这个挑战认识主耶稣
And we must face up to this challenge and want to know more about Jesus.
认识主到底是谁
To know who he is exactly.
今天主耶稣问那个最大的问题我人子是谁
That day the Lord Jesus asked this most profound question, who do you say that the Son of Man is?
这个人这样回答，那个人那样回答。
So this man replied such a way, the other replied the other.
没有一个回答对的。
No one's answer was accurate.
彼得说话了。
Then Peter spoke.
彼得说你是基督。
His answer, you are the Christ.
是活神的儿子。
And the Son of the living God.
彼得回答一句大话。
Oh, Peter answered something beyond his comprehension.
彼得这句话开启了二千年教会的信仰。
But this statement opened up the faith of the church for 2000 years.
我们二千年教会就站在这句话上面。
The entire church is stood upon this foundational statement.
你是基督。
Yes, you are the Christ.
是活神的儿子
Son of the living God
我们的信仰不在别的真理上
And our faith is not stand, cannot stand upon other foundations
就在这句话上
But upon this statement
整个教会历史
And the whole church of the history of the church
征战的历史,
is the history of battles.
是被逼迫的历史,
it is the history of persecution.
征战给逼迫,
and this warfare and the persecution.
仇敌不问第二个问题,
and we know that Satan never cared about
other actions.
But if, and they will always say, who do you say that this, Jesus is the Son of God?
否认了就否认整个信仰.
And if someone would deny Jesus' name, then your faith is failed.
坚持信仰的人,
but those who insisted upon this faith
永远回答耶稣是神的儿子,
shall always answer, yes, Jesus
多少人,
is the Son of God.
多少人说这句简单的话, 受大逼迫大刑罚,
and so many people for this simple statement has suffered a great deal.
多少弟兄姊妹为着这句话死了命,
and so many Christians in the Lord has died for this statement.
你要知道这个信仰的严肃了,
then you must come to realize the solemnity of this statement.
这是我们的信仰,
for this is our faith.
你是基督,
yes, you are the Christ.
是活神的儿子,
Son of the living God.
彼得是第一个说的,
Peter was the first one to realize it.
彼得到了后来也是一生受逼迫,
and we know at the end of Peter's life he suffered undergo many persecutions.
但是开始了一个大的一个信仰,
and but we know that this the faith is now open
there
before men.
是活神的儿子,
yes, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他说了这句话,
and after he said this,
主耶稣马上回应他,
and Jesus immediately answered him,
西门巴约纳,
oh, Simon Bar-Jonah,
你是有福的,
and blessed are you,
因为这不是血肉的人能启示你的,
for no flesh and blood can reveal this to you,
这是我天上的父启示的,
but my Father in heaven who has revealed this.
西门是彼得的名字,
Simon is the name of Peter.
主给他一个新的名字,
then the Lord called him another name,
叫巴约纳,
and that is called Bar-Jonah.
巴在圣经里面是儿子的意思,
Bar means son in Greek.
约纳是鸽子的意思,
and Jonah means the doves.
圣经一直把鸽子预表作圣灵,
and we know that the Bible refers to the doves as the Holy Spirit.
一说主耶稣是神的儿子,
and when he called Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God,
主耶稣立刻回答说你是圣灵之子,
and immediately the Lord answered him and said, you are the Son of the Holy Spirit.
我们一认识主耶稣神的儿子,
for our knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Son of God,
这一位神的儿子又不再在外面了,
then the Son of God no longer existed outside.
圣灵的儿子就在我们里面了,
the Son of God enters in us.
我们成为圣灵之子了,
and then we are made into the Son of the Holy Spirit.
西门巴约纳圣灵之子,
oh, Simon Bar-Jonah, you Son of the Holy Spirit.
你是有福的,
blessed are you.
这个不是血肉的人能启示你的,
no flesh and blood can reveal this to you.
这是我天上的父启示的,
my Father in heaven who has revealed this to you.
每一个信主的人,
and everyone who becomes a believer must have this great revelation in the beginning.
大多数的人都自己不知道的,
and though many people may not realize it themselves,
真正认识了主耶稣的儿子,
but if you truly know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God,
我们就得到了最大的启示,
then you have received the greatest revelation of the
Lord. 没有父的启示,
and there is not from there's no Father's revelation.
没有人能够信耶稣成的儿子的,
then no one can believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
今天全世界多少人信耶稣,
and so many people in the world have become believers of Jesus Christ.
耶稣生的儿子,
yes, he is the Son of God. And then we know that we are being built upon this great revelation.
主耶稣把三个应许给教会,
then Jesus gave the promise that I will build my church
在这一个磐石上,
upon this foundation.
在教会里面这个磐石的争论很大,
and according to the Bible scholar, there are much argument about this rock.
这个磐石是什么呢?
And what is this rock?
天主教说这个磐石是彼得,
and the Catholic Church spoke of this rock, this foundation as Peter.
你到罗马去看见天主教会总会里面, 他们就把彼得放在这个大宝座上,
and if you go to the Vatican, then you will see Peter was enthroned in the bas relief.
彼得是第一任的教皇,
and he became the first pope.
把这个磐石讲做彼得,
And because they refer the foundation as Peter,
那叫做荒唐。
And that is absurd.
基督教说这一个磐石是基督。
And Christianity speaks of this rock as Christ.
说这个磐石是彼得。
And those who speak of this rock as
Peter, 这是个错的教训。
Was giving wrong doctrine.
说这个磐石是基督。
If we understand this rock is Christ,
那是对的教训。
Then we enter into the right doctrine.
但是我们要问一个问题。
But then we still need to ask.
如果我要把我的教会接到在这一个磐石上。
The Lord said, I shall build my church upon this rock.
那么怎么建造法呢？
How can he build it?
怎么建造教会在基督的身上呢？
And how are we to build up the church upon the body of Christ?
我告诉你无从建造。
And I'm telling you, it is not a physical building.
这一个磐石。
And for this rock,
是指基督。
It is about Christ.
但是仔细读这些圣经。
But if you read this verse carefully,
主耶稣说我要这里这是天我天上的父既是你的。
And the Lord first said that my heavenly father has revealed this to you.
你这说你是基督。
And when Peter said you are the Christ,
那是圣灵启示他的。
And we know that the Holy Spirit had revealed this fact to
him. 这里讲的基督。
So therefore the Christ mentioned here,
不是历史上的基督。
It's not a historical Christ.
不是我们头脑里明白的基督。
It's not the Christ that understood in the head.
是指的圣灵启示的基督。
It speaks of the Christ that is revealed by the Holy Spirit.
什么时候圣灵启示基督
whenever the Holy Spirit revealed the Christ,
什么时候教会就已经开始被建造了
and then the church is being built up,
你是基督
and you are the Christ,
是活神的儿子
son of the living God,
这是圣灵启示基督在保罗在彼得的里面
and that is Holy Spirit revelation in Peter,
所以主接着说我要把我的教会
Therefore, Jesus could say that I shall build my church
建造在这一个磐石上
upon this rock.
接着主给他的这个教会三个大的应许
And then the Lord Jesus gave the church three great promises.
阴间的权柄不能胜过教会
The powers of Hades cannot overcome him.
第二件事我要把天国的钥匙给教会
And the second thing is that I will give the key of heavens to the church.
第三个是最大的一个权柄
And the third is the greatest power.
你们地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
That you who bind on earth, and then the heavens shall bind.
地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
And you who loose on earth, the heavens shall loose.
第一件事，阴间的权柄不能胜教会。
First of all, the power of Hades cannot overcome the church.
阴间的权柄是太大的一个权柄。
Oh, we know the power of Hades is such a great power.
阴间的权柄吞噬了整个人类。
For we know the power of Hades has swallowed up the whole humankind.
但他遇见了一个人他不能吞吃。
But then here is a man that he cannot swallow.
耶稣基督不是他能吞吃的。
And no powers of Hades can swallow up Jesus Christ.
我们信主的人都在耶稣基督的里面。
And for those of us who believe in Christ are now in him.
教会不是应付能吞吃的。
That the church cannot be swallowed up by the power of Hades.
应付要不要吞吃教会？
Would the Hades want to follow up the church?
一直要吞灭教会。
Yes, Hades seeks opportunity to swallow up the church.
一直要做点事就胜过教会。
And the Hades is striving against the church and want to overpower.
2000年的历史，一直是阴间的权柄要胜教会。
For 2000 years of history, the world is proving such a power and wanting to overcome
教会永远证明一件事
but then there is an evidence in the church
阴间的权柄不能胜教会
that the power of Hades cannot overcome the church
阴间的权柄两个大的力量
and there is two aspects of the great power of the power of Hades
一个是逼迫
and first one is persecution
另一个是腐化
and the second one is by corruption
他一直用这两个力量
And the power of Hades is using such things.
这个力量不行，就用下面一个力量。
And if not by persecution, then it's by corruption from within.
教会历史里面一直看见这个力量出现。
And we see such a thing happen in the church history.
代表了整个历史里面应付给教会的征战。
And it speaks of the fierce battles between the church and the power of Haiti.
今天和我们这些人关系最大的两个国家。
And we know that to many of us, the two most closest countries on earth.
一个是中国，一个是美国。
And one is China, the other is United States.
应付在中国表现的力量就是有逼迫的力量。
And the power of Haiti shows in China is the persecuting power.
在应付在美国表现的力量就是腐化的力量。
And the power in the United States manifests a corrupting power.
我告诉你，腐化的力量比逼迫的力量还可怕。
And I'm telling you, the corrupting power is worse, much worse than the power of persecution.
我重演好几个弟兄啊。
And I met many brothers and sisters in the past.
在中国可胜过了逼迫的力量。
And that they have overcome and stood strong for the testimony of Christ.
到了美国来后，这个腐化力量反而倒下去了。
And they were strong in China, but when they come to the United States for the corrupting power, they got knocked down.
软弱如水了。
They became so weak.
我说弟兄，难怪难怪。
And I say, oh brothers, it's too bad.
我说你知道吧。
And don't you know?
有种病啊，在一直在那个病的那个细菌的范围里面了。
And if someone keep on standing in the infested area of some disease,
他们对这个病的抵抗力量很强啊。
And then the person will build up his immunity against such disease.
像那个肺病 TB。
And just like tuberculosis.
啊，他们在中国，我讲的是从前的中国了，那个 TB 太厉害了。
And tens of years ago, when TB was pervasive in China.
中国人民倒不怕肺病啊。
But so many of Chinese, as if they got immunity.
他们里面产生抵抗力量。
And they have such immunity within them.
有美国人到了中国去啊，可是怕 TB 啊。
But when Americans went to visit China back then, they were so afraid of TB.
一下就传来了。
And because they got infected,
因为美国没有这个细菌啊。
And because the United States was cleansed from
that. 美国人民完全没有抵抗力量。
And so many Americans had no immunity against the disease.
在中国对于逼迫可是有抵抗力量啊。
And in China, there are many saints who could withstand persecution.
不怕产生力量了。
For the Lord built up the immunity power within them. That they were not afraid of persecution.
到了美国来碰到腐化嘛，从来没有见过这个力量。
But when they came to the United States, they could not. Everything became new, and they have never met up with the corrupting power.
一下就倒下来了。
And immediately they were not.
弟兄姊妹，我们不住在中国。
But brothers and sisters, we are not in China.
我们永远不会再住在中国了。
And we will not live in China.
我们住在美国。
And we are now living in United States.
天天面对腐化的力量。
But we know that this corrupting power is working on us.
要知道我们征战的对象就是个仇应付腐化的力量。
Then we know the objectives of our battle. Is against the corrupting power.
应付的权柄不能胜教会。
Yet the Lord has promised that the power of Hades cannot overcome the church.
教会要胜过应付逼迫的力量。
And the church shall overcome the persecuting power.
教会要胜过是这个应付腐化的力量。
As well as the corrupting power of the Hades.
圣经里用三件事来说到这个世界的力量。
And the Bible speaks of three things to.
一个是钱财。
And one is money.
一个是耶乐 pleasure.
And one is pleasure.
第三是自己。
And the third one is self.
圣经的话用得真好。
And the Bible uses very well.
我们做钱财的爱人 lover of money.
The Bible speaks of the people who love money as the lovers of money.
我们做耶乐的爱人。
And we become the lovers of pleasure.
我们做自己的爱人。
Become the lovers of self.
不做两善的爱人。
And we did not want to become lovers of good.
不做神的爱人。
And we do not want to be lovers of God.
这话讲得真是好。
And such words is in the Bible.
爱钱财的钱财的爱人啊。
And those who love money are lovers of money.
年轻人有爱人。
People have lovers.
刚说爱人的时候，两个人彼此不能分啊。
And when two people are dating, they love each other so much they cannot
be separated. 他的思想都在那里啊。
And if they are apart, then they would think of each other.
心在那里啊。
And their hearts belong
to each other. 很快一有办法人就在那里了。
And they tried every means to get to meet each other quickly.
这个叫做爱人。
And that speaks of lovers.
我们是钱财的爱人。
And we are the lovers of money.
难道遇见一个人不爱钱的呢？很少遇见。
And seldom you meet a person who does not love money.
钱财的爱人。
Oh, the lovers of money.
烟乐的爱人。
The lovers of pleasure.
自己的爱人。
The lovers of self.
自己爱人比钱的爱人还要厉害。
And the lovers of self is worse than the
lovers of money. 我还没有遇见我一个人不爱自己的人。
And I have not yet met a person who does not love himself.
自己的爱人。
And those who are lovers of self.
不做神的爱人。
And they do not want to be lovers of God.
天父的力量掳掠所有的人类。
So by such power, the whole human race is being taken captive.
掳掠整个的教会。
And it taken captive of the
church.
But then the first promise of the Lord.
淫妇的力量不能胜教会。
That the power of Hades cannot overcome the church.
逼迫的力量不能胜教会。
And no persecuting power can overcome the church.
腐化的力量也不能胜教会。
No corrupting power can overcome the church.
因为教会建造在这个启示圣。圣灵启示的基督的身上。
And for the church is built upon the revelation of Christ by the Holy Spirit.
根基要好。
So therefore our foundation must be strong.
根基要结实。
And it must be firm and good.
我们真是从启示进门的。
And if you have entered in through the revelation.
我们一直跟随那位救主。
And then you can keep following the Lord Jesus.
世界力量不能胜我们。
And no power of the world can overtake you.
世界让我们升上来像个灰尘一样一泼就没有了。
And then the power of the world will become like dust that falls on you.
弟兄姊妹们这是我们一个大的征战。
And this is the great spiritual warfare.
淫妇的权柄不能胜教会。
And the power of Hades cannot overcome the church.
第二大的应许。
The second great promise.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And I shall give you the key to heaven.
什么叫做钥匙？
And what is this key?
钥匙是个权柄。
And the key is the authority.
钥匙为一开门的工具。
And the key is the only tool that can open up a door.
这里的钥匙。
And here the key is mentioned.
是天国的钥匙。
It's the key to the kingdom of heaven.
开启天国门户的钥匙。
It shall open up the doors of the kingdom of heaven.
教会是唯一掌握开启天国钥匙的人。
And we know the church has such a key to the kingdom of heaven.
我们能够开启天国的丰富。
Yes, we can open up the richness of the kingdom of heaven.
人要经过我们才能够碰到天国。
And people have to come into the church in order to go into the kingdom of heaven.
人要经过我们才能得到天国的丰富。
And to come through us in order to receive the richness of the kingdom of heaven.
这句话就很大的挑战了。
Oh, such a statement is a big challenge.
是给你们圣盖比尔教会的大挑战了。
And it's a great challenge to the St. Gabriel Church.
你们有没有能不能开启天国的要门户呢？
And do you have the keys that can open up the kingdom of heaven to people?
不要说天国的丰富。
And not to mention the richness of the kingdom of
heaven. 所有没有信主的人。
And all the unbelievers among us.
要从我们要看见永远生命啊。
And can they see eternal life through us?
从我们得救啊。
And can they, would they be saved by our service to them?
要从我们得永生啊。
And that from us they may receive eternal life.
不仅是盖比尔。
Not only is the St. Gabriel Church,
我们在洛杉矶的教会最大的弱点就是传福音太软弱了。
And, but the greatest weakness in the Los Angeles Church is that we are weak in
preaching the gospel. 我在这里三个教会都传过一次福音。
And I have come here each time of the three locations to preach the gospel.
差不多都是福音表演。
And almost a performance of gospel performance.
下面都坐了弟兄姊妹，那个福音朋友，我连找都找不到。
And only brothers and sisters return to hear the gospel and no friends.
加州不同。
But in Northern California,
他们有100人听来在听福音的。
And there are hundreds or 200 people who want to listen to the gospel.
他们从来不请我去传福音。
And too bad they don't invite me to go.
他们请我去传福音，我很有负担去。
And if they ask me to go, I shall go with burdens.
那有一百、二百个福音朋友在那里。
And if there are 100, 200 gospel friends.
我们从前在台湾侍奉的时候。
And we used to serve in Taiwan.
福音是我们最好的侍奉。
And Taiwan is our greatest service.
两个月就有一次福音聚会。
And every 2 months we had a gospel meeting.
那都是神的儿女在传福音啊。
And all the the children of God were preaching the gospel.
我常常说我在福音聚会里讲道。
And I often say that when I come
to
preach the gospel.
那这是收个网啊。
It's only to draw in the net.
把神的儿女私下带得救的人，我们收一下就是了。
And for all the people who are brought into the Lord, brought to be saved, and I just tied a knot around them.
正是从福音教会得救的是不多的人啊。
And not too many were saved by the gospel meeting.
我们在洛杉矶不要认输，我们还是要建立啊。
And but then we would not admit defeat, would we?
弟兄姊妹都要醒悟过来啊。
And we must wake up to the fact that we start to preach the gospel. 你认识的人不从你听见福音就永远灭亡了。 And if the people around you don't know the gospel,
别人要得永生受永死的。 关键就在你身上啊。
And how can they be saved? It depends on you.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
我们手中掌握的权柄啊。
And the authority that is in our hands.
要开启天国的门户。
Shall open up the gates of heaven.
这个神的儿女都要把天国的门户，把天国的丰富带给他。
And so all the children of God will bring out the treasure to give to the people.
这个主给教会的大的应许。
That is the great promise the Lord has given to the
church. 教会要胜过应付的权势。
And the church is to overcome the power.
教会要开启天国的门户。
And also to open up the gates to the kingdom.
然后第三个是大的权柄的应许。
And then the third is the great promise.
地上捆绑，天上也捆绑。
That whom you loose on earth, the heaven will loose.
天上也释放。
And whom you bind on earth, the heaven will bind.
地上在先，天上在后。
And the earth comes first, and then heaven.
我们最大的祷告权柄。
And the greatest power given us is the power of prayer.
我们捆绑，主也捆绑。
And through prayer we bind, so that the Lord will bind.
我们释放，主也释放。
Through prayer we loose, so that the Lord will loose. And this power is given to those who deny self and follow the Lord. And otherwise, all the people of the Lord with their flesh will want to bind everybody. And the power is given to the church. And until verse 27 and 28, And the Lord called himself the Son of Man. And when the Son of Man returns in his glory.
又说我实在告诉你们,
and then he said that truly, truly I say to you.
有人在未尝死为以前,
and there are some among here who shall not taste death. And before they see the Son of Man, comes into the kingdom.
主证自己为人子,
and the Lord called himself the Son of
Man. 太大的讲究,
oh, what a great
这里的人子,
and here the Son of Man.
这个文法是个团体字，是 collective noun.
And it's the collective noun.
团体字,
and this collective noun.
主说的人子,
refers to.
是那个新的族类,
a new race.
新的民族,
a new humankind.
主在这里开启了个新族类,
and for the Lord has opened up a new creation here.
我们都在一个新族类的里面,
that in such new race,
都隐藏在主的里面,
and that we are hidden in Christ.
主说人子,
when the Lord speaks of the
代表整个的教会,
he is representing the whole church.
但是这一个名字,
but then this name,
是仇敌所惧怕的名字,
is the name afraid by the enemy.
我们都在这个人子的里面,
and we are now placed in this Son
of Man.
And today, if anyone has power,
将来的得荣耀,
and then they will have glory in the future. And to enter into glory with the Lord. And these two names have such great significance to us. And we must come to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And also to know him as the Son of Man. And then quickly we shall look into the salvation story of Lazarus and the rich man. That is the fifth story of salvation.
救财主与拉萨路,
and the rich man and Lazarus.
这代表两种不同的人类,
and speaks of the two different kinds of human beings.
财主受到一个极端追求世界的人,
and this rich man speaks of the one who pursued
the pleasure of the world.
And Lazarus speaks of one who is pursuing the Lord all his life.
今天财主不多,
and today there are not too many rich men.
拉萨路也不多,
and there are not too many Lazarus.
主说的两个原则,
but then these two examples are by extreme demonstration. And some people say that, oh, they are not the rich men.
人里面都是财主啊,
but then we know that their inside is still the rich men.
特别在美国,
and especially in
the United States.
And the United States encouraged people to become rich.
鼓励为自己得钱去,
and to be independently wealthy.
鼓励人去追求更好的人生,
to encourage everybody to receive a better life.
在美国人都是受尽劳苦,
and so therefore Americans work hard.
只有一个目的要得钱财,
for one purpose, and that's to gain wealth.
得到更好的生活,
and in order to qualify for better living.
为自己得到更好的晚年,
and so they may have a better enjoyment when they are old.
为了这件事情, 大家劳苦不休,
and because of this goal and dream, then they
work hard.
And they live their life by the principle of the rich man.
神的儿女,
but then the children of God.
说神的儿女不追求主吗?
And if we are accused of that, we don't pursue the Lord, then it's too heavy.
为什么要到教会来呢?
Because we are still coming to church, right?
为什么要到主面前祷告呢?
And we still pray, right?
都有感觉是不是觉得主耶稣可爱?
And we still have the feeling that the Lord is lovely.
是我们都有财主的原则,
and so we, although we still have the principle of the rich man, but we also live by the principle of the
rich.
But here the extreme examples is demonstrated to
us. 孩子地上车花烟乐,
and this rich man enjoyed everything on earth.
那个时代车花烟乐还赶不上美国最普通的人了。
And at that time, such pleasure that they enjoy is no comparison to the average man today here.
我小时候在中国喝牛奶吃鸡蛋不简单啊。
And when I was young, and to drink milk and eat eggs is not a simple
有钱人,
task.
没有钱人都吃鸡蛋牛奶。
But in America, everybody eats eggs and drink milk.
我们最穷的人住的房子比那时候中国大陆住的房子好多了。
And the poor man in here lives better than the people who lived, many people in China back then. And if you look at us from that perspective, we are all rich men here. But then not to mention about pursue after pleasure. This rich man and Lazarus speaks of the rich man's enjoyment of life and the sufferings of Lazarus. And then it comes to a crisis moment. Because Lazarus died. And the rich man died as well. And then when they pass through that moment, and then
死了就完了呢, 我们不要坐在这聚会了, 不要信耶稣了。
They enter into death, which is not the end.
人的生命离开身体是另一个阶段的开始啊。
And when the human being leaves their bodies behind, that is the beginning for another kind.
我自己收过12个见证啊。
And I have collected 12 testimonies.
人的魂离开身体又回来的。
And there are the testimony that when the soul of man left the body, it returned.
又回来了才给我讲见证, 我们不回来就没听不见了, 对不对?
And after he became alive again, then there was the testimony.
人离开了, 魂离开了,
and when they depart, their soul departs.
留下一个身体,
the body remains.
奇妙吧, 我们这个身体, 人活着叫做身体。
And then when we are still living, then this body is a body.
人一死变成尸体了。
And when it's dead, it becomes a corpse.
这个尸体啊, 这个安息聚会啊,
and in the memorial service of a saint,
好两次弟兄弟兄说, 不要去看, 不要去看。
And so many people, I would tell people that don't look at them.
现在连和活着完全不一样, 很难看了。
And because the face has changed,
才不过死了两天,
so only dead for 2 days.
他活了七八十年了,
but it lived for 70, 80 years.
活着的时候都蛮好看的呀。
And he looked pretty okay.
哎,我生命在身体里面。
And that is, he looked fine because he has his life is in him.
生命一离开嘛, 我劝大家能不看就不看了。
But when the life is departed from the body, then if you can help it, don't look at it. But then remember the good thing.
人真是很虚空啊。
Oh, for vanity,
活着不过短短几十年啊,
and we only live for tens of years.
都要跨过死亡了,
and one day we shall pass.
死亡不是个终点,
and for now we shall know that death is not the end.
死亡是另一个阶段的开始,
and death is the beginning of another stage.
拉撒路死了,
and here the Bible says Lazarus died.
财主也死了,
and the rich man died as well.
分别就在 今生很短暂的几十年了。
And then the difference that they will go to into is determined by this life,
跨过死亡,
and when they pass through the threshold of death, then they shall all stop at the beginning of eternity. And the Lord Jesus spoke by his mouth that there is another stage for us to go
into.
And the most realistic realm is the eternal realm.
在这里大不一样了。
And here we know two different results.
拉撒路相夫,
Lazarus will enter into enjoyment. And the rich man shall begin to suffer. And when the rich man suffered,
他后悔了,
then he began to regret. And the greatest pain that man can suffer is regret. And because that day will be determined by our how we live today. How come I don't spend my tens of years to pursue the Lord? And they will realize that now it's too late.
真是后悔了。
Oh, truly they regret. But then this person has a loving heart. Although there is no help for him, but he remembered he has five brothers still living on earth.
他就求亚伯兰说, 亚伯兰,
and then he begged Abraham,
求你打发拉撒路到再到世上去,
Abraham, can you send Lazarus back to the world and to give testimonies to my living brothers so that they don't have to come and suffer at
亚伯兰,
me when they come.
亚伯兰说没有用的,
Abraham said, no, there's no such use. Today, the Bible is giving testimony to them. If they do not believe in the Bible, even when someone is resurrected from the dead, they will still not believe.
今天我们有神的话,
and today we treasure the words of God.
是一个见证,
this testimony
告诉我们,
tells us
人的活着的生命太短暂,
that man lives only a short span of life.
今生的事太短暂, 太虚空,
and the things of this world is only short and vain.
今生一个最大的一个结束点是死亡,
and the end of this world is death.
拉撒路死了,
but when Lazarus died,
财主也死了,
and the rich man died as well,
死之后开始一个无穷的境界了,
and there it began in another stage.
而那个境界就是,
and in that boundless realm,
在今生决定的,
shall be determined by how we live today. Yes, we have the words of God.
我们信神的话,
yes, we believe in the words of God.
所以神的儿女都要来追求主,
so therefore all the children of the Lord shall pursue him.
得着主是今生最有价值的事。
When we obtain the Lord, this is what we have come here for.
今生几十年我们的价值就在于追求主。
Our worth in this life is on how we pursue the Lord.
在于得着主。
And how much Christ that
这是这个救恩见证最重要的教训。
And that is the most important teachings from this salvation story.
而是主耶稣自己说的。
And Jesus Christ said it himself.
叫我们记得财主给拉撒路的教训。
That we shall remember the teachings of Lazarus and the rich man.
让我们身体也健康。
So therefore, while we are still healthy,
好好地追求主,
pursue the Lord with all that we can.
673首,
let's sing 676.